Hello, welcome to 7 Second Delay on WFMU. My name is Andy, and I'm here with Ken, although in strict sense of the word, I'm here with Ken. Physically, he's here, but in another sense of the word, he's not here at all, and I should explain. A lot of people love shows that we do with children, when we interact with children, and they also love it when Ken and I are together, and so we figured out a way to do both. I'm going to be sharing the show with a 10-year-old girl named Cleo, and she will be my co-host. But fans of Ken Friedman, don't worry, you're going to be hearing Ken's voice for the entire hour, and this is how it's going to work. Cleo, our 10-year-old girl. Sweet, bright girl from Jersey City. She's volunteered to help us out. She is down the hall. She's in another room. She's listening to me right now. She's wearing headphones, and she has a microphone. And she's going. Everything she says will be sent to Ken through a little headphone, and Ken will repeat everything Cleo says. And that's all you're going to hear Ken say for the next hour. Cleo will be his puppet master. Does that make sense? So let me welcome to the show Cleo, our volunteer 10-year-old from Jersey City. Hello, Cleo. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Cleo, you live nearby.
Yeah. Yep. On Bay Street.
Well, we don't need to know your address, Cleo.
Okay.
Okay. But you live in Jersey City, and you've heard the show before.
Yeah.
And you've agreed to help us out. I wonder why you agreed to help us out. Why did this sound like fun to you?
'Cause I like doing stuff like that.
Do you have friends that are listening?
Yeah, I have. I don't know how many, but yeah.
What are their like? Tell me the name of one friend that you hope is listening.
Alex.
Oh, is Alex in your class?
Yes.
Is Alex a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Would you say Alex is your best friend?
One of them.
I think Alex is your best friend.
I don't know.
Did you go to Alex's birthday party?
Yeah.
So in your class, the boys and the girls play together and go to birthday parties together?
Yeah.
But at recess, do you stick with girls mostly, or do you play with both boys and girls?
Both.
What's your favorite thing to do in recess?
Well, we usually go out to lunch, so we just buy lunch and play.
And what did you have for lunch today?
pizza.
Is that your favorite lunch there?
That's the only thing I usually ever get.
You get pizza every day?
Sometimes my mom packs me lunch.
I should introduce you to my son, Evan. He loves pizza.
Okay.
Did you hear Evan on the radio last week?
Yeah. You were talking about lollipops.
That's right. Do you like flat lollipops or round lollipops?
Round.
It was pretty controversial, pretty exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Evan set the bar pretty high, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He did not win.
He didn't win. No, it was a draw. He tied with his sister. He and his sister are very competitive. Are you that way with your brother?
Sometimes.
How old is your brother?
7.
What grade is he in?
2nd.
Do you see him around the school sometimes?
Yeah.
You see him
and
in the
hallways? And he always, sticks his tongue out at me.
When you see him in the hall, he sticks his tongue out. And how do you respond?
Mm-hmm. I just look away.
But you know what? I bet it makes him feel better to know his big sister is there.
Maybe. I don't know.
If a bully was picking on him, would you help him?
Probably.
That's what siblings do, right?
Sometimes.
I know you love him. Why don't you tell him right now you love him?
Okay. Floyd, I love you. Why did I say that?
This is very strange, isn't it, Cleo?
Yeah. Really strange.
Like from 1 to 10, how strange would you say this is?
9.5.
Exactly right. That's exactly how strange it is. It's 9.5. Now, Cleo, you know, we have a topic tonight, and we're going to give our phone number out. Would you like to talk to some listeners?
Yeah.
But we only want to talk to young listeners.
Kids.
To kids, yes. Because it would just get too weird if adults were talking, right?
Yeah.
I can talk to you because I'm cool.
Uh-huh. Adults talk too much.
Damn straight. Adults think they're so cool. but I'm cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had my own show. I don't know why I do my show with Ken. Wouldn't it be great if I did my own show, just me?
Yeah, and then you just do the same thing.
Exactly. Ken is what we call a buzzkill, isn't he?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a drag. It's someone that drags. Like you know how I'm so much fun? I'm effervescent. I'm so lively. People love me. Well, Ken kind of drags me down. He's such a bummer. He's such a downer.
I don't think so.
Mm. Well, we disagree. So you know what we're going to talk about today?
What?
We're going to talk about whether or not it's better to go to school with boys, to go to a co-ed school where there are boys and girls mixed together, or some people think it's better if girls go to their own school.
I think co-ed.
Now tell me why, Cleo. I'm interested.
Well, because I have a lot of friends who are boys and friends who are girls.
But aren't boys distracting? Aren't they very wild?
Usually.
We have a phone call. Hello, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello to you from Russia, Cleo. I come with an urgent message. Do you know when the homework is due? Is it Thursday or Friday? This is Alex.
Cleo, this is Alex, your friend that you were just talking about, doing a silly Russian accent. I can see now why you want to go to school with boys like Alex. He is very funny. We have another call. Is that another call? Hello, you're on the air.
No, when the homework is due, is it Thursday or Friday? This is Alex.
Cleo, is Alex always that silly?
Usually.
You know, when boys are that silly, when they try to make you laugh, you know why? You know what they're really doing?
What?
It's because they like you. They're trying to impress you. I think Alex
likes you. I don't think so.
I think Alex kind of likes you because I heard he was trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, well, he told me he was going to do that.
Oh, that he was going to use his funny Russian accent?
Yeah.
He's a character. He's irrepressible.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get in trouble at school doing funny voices?
No, not usually.
Well, let's get back to our topic. Cleo, would you agree that... I'm sorry, let me ask you this. In your class, who gets in trouble the most, boys or girls?
I don't know, because the girls talk a lot, and then the boys don't pay attention.
So the boys are not paying attention to the teacher, and the girls are just talking.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't sound like a lot of learning is getting done.
Well, I mean, we do learn, but it's sometimes a little slow.
Now, Cleo, some people think that if you went to a school where you had to wear a uniform, where everyone had to wear the same thing, then you could focus more on your lessons. What do you think about that?
No uniform. No uniform. Definitely no uniform.
You seem to feel very strongly about it. What I'm hearing you say is that uniforms might be a good idea.
No, definitely not.
So you're saying maybe uniforms?
No, I'm saying no uniforms.
Tell me why you feel so strongly about uniforms.
Because I don't want to wear a dress.
But then you won't have to worry about what you're wearing or what your friends are wearing or... if what you're wearing is cool enough, you don't have to worry about fashion. You won't be distracted.
Yeah, but, like, you can't play as much in a dress.
Well, it seems like it's a pretty hot topic. It looks like we have another call. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, is this...
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Is this
still don't know who this is.
This is Theo.
Oh, hi, Theo.
A friend of Cleo's.
Yeah. Theo and Cleo.
You know, if you two end up getting
and
married.
And there are two Leos.
If you two end up getting married, I could write you a wonderful song.
No.
Because your names rhyme.
No.
We also have two Julias and two Lucas.
Oh, Theo and Cleo, please get married in the future. Please.
No.
Please. I'm saying please.
No.
Why? Why? Just because I could write you a great song.
Because I don't want to.
That's what my dad says.
Okay, would you think about it?
No.
All right. Okay, then fine. Then don't marry Theo. Break his heart. Now, Theo.
Yeah.
Theo. What do you think about the idea of going to school with only boys? Would that be a good idea?
No, no way.
Tell me why.
Because the boys never pay attention. And even though the girls talk a lot, it would kind of upset the balance. It wouldn't work.
Did you hear that your school is getting uniforms?
No.
No.
Well, Cleo started a petition. She wanted everyone to wear uniforms.
No.
Come on, Cleo.
I did not. Lying.
I can see Cleo has mixed feelings. How do you feel, Theo, about wearing uniforms, the same thing every day?
I guess I'd feel fine about that, but I'm not sure how my mom would feel. She does a lot of... She would have to do laundry every other day.
Well, she'd have to do maybe less laundry.
Yeah.
Now, Theo, when you...
But you'd only have one pair of clothes to wear everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, Theo, do you like to wear different T-shirts that have different, like, characters on them? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Like, what did you wear today?
Today I just wore a plain gray shirt, but...
Are you allowed to, at your school, are you allowed to wear a t-shirt with writing on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why does everyone want to wear uniforms? I don't understand.
I don't know.
We don't.
Cleo. I mean...
Cleo feels so strongly. She started that petition?
No, I didn't.
Maybe I misunderstood.
You did.
So I'm going to give out the phone number now, and we're going to invite kids to call. We want to hear if you like the idea of wearing uniforms, like Cleo does. If you like the idea of going to the same-sex school. Here's our phone number. So give us a call. If you're a kid and you want to talk to Cleo on the air, 201-209-9368.
68.
Right. 201-209-9368. We're talking to Cleo about whether it's better to go to a co-ed school, whether it's better to wear uniforms. So, Cleo, what kind of uniforms would you want to wear?
None.
Well, Cleo, you can't go...
I want to wear clothes.
You can't go naked.
I know, but I just wear regular clothes.
So, Cleo, sometimes...
So, Cleo, you mean uniforms?
No.
I don't understand. Yes. Cleo, I just don't understand you sometimes. It sounds like we have a phone call. Let's say hello. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Luke.
Hi, Luke. Are you friends with Cleo?
No, sorry, but I just wanted to call in because I've had a little problems with, like, the school district where they're trying to buy boys and girls. I've tried to go to camps where, like, they divide the boys and girls. It's just been hard for me. So
yes, they do. A lot of camps do divide the boys' camp and the girls' camp. Yes. Did you like that or not like that?
No, I don't think it's the best way to do it because certain boys bring different things to the table and classes, and different girls do different things.
Did you just say boys bring different things to the table in classes?
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
Well, I'm going to be working for you someday. I can already tell that. So you think co-ed is better because the girls and the boys bring different things to the table?
Yeah, like, I've had many hard times with the private girls and private boys, so, yeah.
And sounds, Cleo, what do you think? Do you agree with Luke?
Yes.
You bring different things to the table?
Yeah.
I guess the boys bring the food and the plates to the table, and then the girls, they wash the dishes after the meal, right? Is that what you mean, Luke?
Oh, no, I don't.
No.
Isn't that what you mean? That the girls clean up the kitchen?
No.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood.
I'm saying that every different student, every different student brings something else.
To the table. The boys bring the dishes to the table. And then who cleans the dishes?
No.
Nobody.
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand what you and Cleo are saying. That the girls wear their uniforms, the same uniforms every day.
No, we don't.
And they come home from school, and the boys prepare the food, and the girls wash the dishes.
No.
Well, maybe I'm just completely misunderstanding.
I don't wash dishes.
Cleo, do you want that rule?
Cleo, Luke is asking you something, Cleo. Do you like that rule, Cleo? Well, let me ask you this, Luke. At recess, what games do you like to play at recess?
Well, I just moved schools to this really cool school, I want to make friends there, so I do different things every day. I play wall ball, we play four squares.
It sounds like you love recess. Cleo, what games do you like to play best at recess?
I think running bases.
But now, what do you do, Cleo and Luke, what do you do on a rainy day for recess?
Oh, well...
Spy on people.
That's your activity on a rainy day?
Yeah.
Like, who do you spy on?
We play dead.
You play dead?
When they look at us.
Cleo, this is a game you play at recess?
Uh-huh.
What do you call this game?
Yeah, you say that.
Spying on people.
It sounds like you go to a very progressive school.
Uh-huh.
I can see why you don't want to wear uniforms, because then you wouldn't be able to tell the different people apart.
Yeah.
When you spy on them. Do you ever see people doing something embarrassing when you spy on them?
No. They see us, and then they get mad.
Fantastic. I should explain what we're doing. My co-host tonight is a 10-year-old girl from Jersey City, a 10-year-old volunteer. She's a fan of the show for some reason. I don't know why. Her name is Cleo, and she's here in the studio, but you're not hearing her voice. Everything Cleo is saying is being repeated by Ken Friedman. You're hearing Ken's voice. Ken is channeling young 10-year-old Cleo. Cleo, how does this sound to you? How does this feel so far to you?
Pretty good.
You like having a grown man repeating everything you say?
I guess.
Then you're going to love being married.
No.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Now, Cleo, every time I mention marriage, you keep saying no. Are you determined never, ever, ever to get married, or you just don't like to think about it?
I don't like to think about it.
Me neither. It's icky. It's as icky as you can imagine it is. It's even ickier in real life.
But you're already married.
It's icky. Hey, we have a phone call. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Oh, I'm going to say it again. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Who is this?
Nico.
Hi, Nico. Are you a friend of Cleo's?
Yes.
Are you in her class?
No, my brother is.
Oh, your brother.
Hi, Nico.
Hi.
Nico, isn't that weird?
You know hello.
You know who just said hello to you? Cleo.
Cleo.
But a grown man is repeating what she's saying. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's sort of sad, though, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nico, are you older or younger than Cleo?
Younger.
And do you see Cleo around the school?
Sometimes.
Do you play at recess with her?
Well, we have different recesses.
She plays with the fourth and fifth graders. I play with the third and second graders.
And what's your favorite game at recess?
Soccer.
Soccer.
But what do you do in the winter or when it's raining out?
So we go indoors, and there's indoor soccer also.
Now, Nico, were you shocked to hear Cleo saying she spies on people during recess?
I don't know.
Cleo, have you ever spied on Nico?
No.
Cleo, who did you spy on today?
Nobody.
Okay. And Nico, is this the first time you've ever been on the radio?
Yes.
I think you sound great. I know Ken wants to talk to you later about offering you a time slot. Would you like to do your own radio show?
Yeah.
What kind of music would you play? I can tell you love music. Well, you don't have to. You know what? It doesn't even have to be real music because it's WFMU. You can just come and make fart noises.
Yay.
That would be one of the most popular shows. It's not a real radio station. So you don't have to worry about music.
Or you could just talk gibberish into a microphone the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if it was a real radio station, you'd have to worry about whether you're playing good music. Oh, the pressure they must feel on the good radio station. And Nico, do you think the school should be wearing uniforms and everybody wear the same thing every day?
No.
Why does Cleo want everyone to wear the same thing every day?
I don't.
You know what I think? I think Cleo feels bad because she doesn't have her clothes are not as nice, so she wants everyone to wear uniforms.
No, I don't want anyone to wear uniforms.
Cleo, we hear you loud and clear that you think uniforms would be a good idea, and we will...
I never said that.
Well, Cleo, I'm not a fool. I'm listening to you right now. You're saying...
Well, then you misunderstood.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. That would explain that. Hey, Nico, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to give our phone number out again because we want to hear from other kids about this hot, 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 interesting, provocative topic. 201-209-9368. My co-host tonight... Oh, bye. My co-host tonight is a 10-year-old girl from Jersey City. Her name is Cleo, but you don't hear her talking because Ken is channeling her. Ken has a little earphone in his ear and is repeating everything she says. Cleo, how do you think this is going? Is this fun?
Yeah, really fun.
Do you think you'd like to be on the radio more often?
Yes. I want to have my own show.
Sure, come on by. Can't put anybody on the air.
Not a talk show, though, because I can't talk that well.
I think you're doing great. What kind
for a long time.
What kind of show would you like to do?
Music show.
Oh, you like music? Do you know the play Hamilton? Do you know the musical Hamilton?
I've heard of it, but I didn't watch it.
Oh, what's your favorite kind of music?
I like old music.
What's your favorite song?
I don't have a favorite song.
Do you know the song Bicycle Built for Two?
I have no idea what that is.
Do you know the song Ring Around the Rosie?
Yeah.
Would you sing Ring Around the Rosie for me right now so I can, because I love that song.
Okay. Ring Around the Rosie, a pocket full of roses. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
That was great, Cleo. Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, we have a call. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Cleo. It's Jane.
It's Jane. Are you?
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know what to say.
I'm Cleo's friend.
She's my best friend, one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to talk on the radio.
I agree.
Welcome to my world, girls. So, Jane, you're one of Cleo's best friends.
Yeah.
Would you say she's your very, very, very best friend?
Yeah.
Jane, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you try to talk some sense into Cleo? She wants everyone in school to wear uniforms.
No, I don't.
Every day.
No.
She doesn't.
What is wrong with her? Doesn't she know that that will stifle creativity, that no one will be able to express themselves?
I never said that.
Uniforms.
Jane, it's all up to you now. Everyone's depending on you to talk some sense into Cleo.
I never said everyone should wear uniforms.
Oh, Cleo, Cleo, Cleo. Hey, Jane, do you also spy on kids during recess?
Yes.
Who did you spy on today?
We didn't.
Oh, today you took the day off?
Yeah.
Hey, Jane and Cleo, do you get together on weekends as well? Do you have play dates?
Not really.
Who has more toys, Jane or Cleo?
Why are you asking?
Because to settle a bet, I have $100 on Cleo. I think she has more toys. I bet with a friend of mine.
Well, my grandparents give me like a million toys. And half of them we never use.
Jane, do you have a lot of toys also?
Yeah.
Hey, girls, listen to this. What song is this?
Pencils on the table.
No, keep guessing. I can't believe you don't know it. Listen.
Drumsticks on the table.
No, it's a song. I'm playing a song that you both know. Oh, I can't believe you don't
know it. I don't think I know it.
It's the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say.
That doesn't sound like it.
That is not.
By the dawn's early light. Okay, you both get 0 points. I'm winning. I'm winning 1-0. And because we were just playing a new game I made up called What Song Is This?
Whose turn is it now?
Okay, it's my turn again. What song is this?
What?
Come on, listen.
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes, okay. You guessed correctly that time.
I got it.
Yes, you did. Okay, it's 1-1.
Whose turn is it now?
It's my turn again. Listen.
Star Spangled Banner?
Star Spangled Banner?
No, listen carefully. It's the Beatles, 8 days a week. Ooh, I need your love, girl. Bet
this
you
is the
know
same
it's
thing.
True. What?
That's the same thing.
Fine. Game's over. I'm going to go back to just spying on my friends during recess. That's a more fun game.
Much better.
Okay, Jane. So thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm going to give our phone number away out again because we want to talk to kids. Our topic is should kids be wearing school uniforms every day at school so they won't be distracted by deciding what to wear. They can focus on their book learning.
I never said that.
This is a cause that Cleo has championed.
No.
We want to hear what you think.
I don't like uniforms.
209-9368. 201-209-9368. Do you agree with Cleo that school uniforms would be a good idea?
Not with me. With Andy.
Cleo, we all heard you say that that you wish your school... would make you wear uniforms.
No, I never said that.
Well, this is what we call revisionist history.
Hmm.
I think, you know, Cleo, the show has been recorded and we can play back what you said.
But I never said that.
Maybe you were drunk when you said it.
I don't drink beer.
You're saying you don't drink beer.
Or wine. Or anything that has alcohol.
Well, you're young. Wait till you turn 12. Oh, it sounds like we have another call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Cleo and Andy. But you're not going to hear Cleo. You hear Ken. He's channeling Cleo. He's repeating what she says, okay?
Cool. Hi, my name is Stacy. And I'm against uniforms because
me too.
I wear the same shirt every day. I wear the same shirt every day, so I'm against wearing a uniform.
But if you wear the same shirt every day, isn't that sort of a uniform?
Kind of, but I'm unique in that way. You see?
Wait, is this? What's your last name, Stacy?
Rosie.
Is your last name similar to my last name?
No, it's Rosenthal. I lost it after a little bit.
Wait, Evan, is this you prank calling your dad on the radio? Is this what it's down to now?
Yeah, but still, I wear the same shirt every day, and I don't.
Evan, you wear the same shirt every day. Cleo,
is that because you lost the lollipop game?
Okay, but wait, no. This is the story.
Evan, that means you're wearing a uniform.
And there's a story about uniforms. So my teacher, she told everybody in my class that we're debating if we should or should not have school uniforms. So, and she made us write like 2 whole pages of an essay just to... Like, see if you want or not, or don't want school uniforms. Then,
I don't like essays.
It was a writing prompt to see how good we write for, like, a writing test.
Yes, I don't know if you followed that, Cleo, but in Evan's class, the teacher tricked the kids. They told the kids that the school was going to have a new rule where they'd have to wear uniforms, and they wanted the kids to write their reaction to that, and that was just a way to get the kids to write an essay.
My reaction would have been, no.
Yeah, like the Star Wars, when Darth Vader.
When Luke gets his hand cut off?
Yeah, and also at the end of episode 3. No.
You know what? It sounds like you two have a lot of common. Cleo, you and Evan and Ken should get together and have a play date sometime. And Cleo, whatever you'd want to say to Evan, you could. Ken would just repeat.
Bye.
Again?
Bye. Remember, I'm Stacy. And
oh God.
That's, yeah. Bye.
Now I have my son, my 10-year-old son, doing characters on my radio show. Isn't that one of the signs of the apocalypse?
I hope not.
I hope not too, Cleo. I really do. You know what the apocalypse is, Cleo?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's when the world ends.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen for
a long time.
6 or 7 months from now.
That's a little short.
Yeah, that's a little short. But you don't worry about that stuff, do you, Cleo?
Not really.
Oh, that's good. You have other things to worry about, don't you?
Uh-huh.
What would you say is your biggest concern, your biggest worry in the world?
That Andy thinks I like uniforms.
Because I know you don't like uniforms. I know that you love uniforms.
I don't love them either.
Because you don't want to worry about what to wear every day. You made it very clear. Hey, that we have another call. I'm going to give our phone number really quick. If you're a kid and you want to join in, 201-209-9368. We're talking to kids about school uniforms and co-ed or classes, single-sex classes. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm Kenzo.
You're Kenzo?
Why didn't you call before when Nico was on?
I don't know.
Scared?
No.
I think so.
Well, I'm calling now.
Okay. So what do you think?
About what?
About whether we should wear school uniforms.
I don't think we should wear uniforms.
I don't think so either, but Andy thinks that I do.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
I didn't hear anybody.
Cleo, I know your friend just said goodbye. Your friend just hung up. I think he was a little shy, Cleo.
I knew it.
What was his name?
Kenzo.
Kenzo, you called him. You said he was a little scared. I think he was a little shy about being on the radio.
Both,
yeah. But I think he agreed with you that school uniforms are a good idea for your school. I'm going to make the call tomorrow morning. I'm going to call your principal and tell him how strongly you feel about it.
My principal isn't a him.
It's a her, yes, I know. I forget her name. It's Mrs.
Nope.
Mrs. Nope. That's right.
Nope.
Yes, Mrs. Nope. Nope.
No.
Yes, Mrs. Nope. Nope. I'm going to call her in the morning, and I'm going to explain that Cleo feels very strongly. And she's going to make a big announcement about how you feel.
No. Her name is not Nope. Nope. It's Nope. Nope. No.
Of course. Well, I was referring to her by her affectionate nickname. I know her legal name is Nope, Nope, No. How long has Mrs. Nope been principal at the school?
I don't know. About a day?
Yeah, she's relatively new there. I remember that. Well, I hope Mrs. Nope.
I never saw her.
Oh, you haven't met Mrs. Nope?
No,
yet?
You never saw her.
That's true. I've never met her yet, but I've heard good things. I think she was transferred in from another school district.
I don't think so.
No, I heard she did an excellent job. I think she came from Patterson. I've heard good things about Mrs. Nope. I have. Okay, I'm going to give our phone number out again. We want to talk to kids about Cleo's proposal.
No, it's not mine.
We all wear school uniforms. 201-209.
That's Andy's proposal.
Cleo, when you go to school tomorrow, you know, a lot of your friends will have heard this show, and they're all going to thank you. Thank you, Cleo. Thank you for freeing us from having to choose different clothes every day. Thank you, Cleo. Now we can all relax and just put on our uniforms. Cleo, you'll be the hero.
But I don't think anyone wants uniforms.
201-209-9368. I know, but you will have convinced them. You feel so strongly about it. Cleo, you're the leader of
that school.
I don't
want uniforms.
Cleo, are you the class president in your class?
No.
Who is the class president? Do you have one?
Harper.
How did Harper get elected?
I don't know. I didn't run.
Who voted for Harper?
A lot of people.
I think Harper's up to something. May I suggest spying on Harper during your next recess? Getting some dirt on Harper?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Do some opposition research. That's what we call it. Dig up some dirt.
Dirt?
Well, dirt means maybe Harper is doing something he shouldn't do, and he can be impeached.
I hope that happens.
Yeah.
To Donald Trump.
Oh, now you're getting political on us. You hope he gets impeached?
Uh-huh.
Well, you have to wait a couple of weeks till he's sworn in. You can't jump the gun yet.
And then can he get impeached?
Well, yeah, but I think you should start with Harper. Focus on Harper. Do a practice impeachment on Harper. We're at 201-209.
How am I supposed to do that?
We're at 201-209-9368. Well, maybe. You know what you could do? You could get him in trouble. You know how?
How?
You could institute your uniform rule, but don't tell Harper, so he'll be the only one not wearing a uniform. He'll get in big trouble. It's a perfect plan.
But no one's going to listen, and I don't want uniforms. I told you already.
I didn't hear you say that. You've never said that to me.
I said it a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot.
Cleo, I've been paying very close attention. I've been taking notes. I've been focused on the show like a laser. And I don't remember you saying anything like that.
I did.
Look, we all know how you feel about uniforms. We all know.
A lot.
We all know it's your pet project.
No, it's not.
Cleo, we're going to work on it. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to call Mrs. in the morning. Okay, that's a phone call. It's another kid weighing in on this hot, provocative topic. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, are you on the air? Oh, I think they're very shy, right, Cleo?
Probably.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this? Who's this?
This is Nate.
Ah. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Wait, who's this?
This is Nathaniel Healy.
How'd you know?
It's my name?
I know, but how did you know I was on this show? Cousin?
Your mother and Mimi and my mom and your dad and Pop-Up.
Told you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, now I get it.
This voice of you sounds really weird, I'm not going to lie.
I know it does. I'm not talking. Ken's talking. The guy who's talking to you.
That just got a lot weirder.
You say that about everything.
Hey, thanks, Nate. Thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Okay, bye. We're at 201-209-9368. My guest host tonight is Cleo, a 10-year-old girl who lives in Jersey City, came in to help out tonight, and she is responding to me and responding to our callers, but she's doing it through Ken. Ken is channeling her. Ken is her puppet tonight. So if you love Ken and you want to hear his voice, you're hearing it, but what you're hearing is Cleo's thoughts. 201-209-9368. Hey, Cleo. Oh, do we have another call? I'm sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
This is Hugh James.
Are you a friend of Cleo's?
Yeah.
Are you in her class?
Leo?
Yep.
I knew it.
Are you in Cleo's class?
Nope.
Do you play with her at recess?
Nope. We go to different schools.
How do you know Cleo?
She's our friend.
She's your friend? You know, before the show...
Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
You know, before the show, you know what Cleo told me before the show? She wants to marry you.
I never said that.
Before the show.
No.
I'm pretty sure you did, unless I misunderstood you.
You did.
Cleo, it sounds like we have a real communication problem.
Well, I never said that I wanted you uniforms.
Right.
Or that I wanted Mary Rosie.
But why did you say, I hope someday I can marry Rosie?
I never said that.
And why did you say, I hope when we get married we can wear our old school uniforms that we wore at...
I never said that either.
Are you saying I'm crazy?
Maybe.
Well, maybe you're right. Okay, do you want to say goodbye to your friend?
Okay. Bye, Rosie. Bye, Leo. Bye, Adeline. Ellie.
Bye-bye. Hey, Cleo, can I ask you something? Do you know any poems by heart? Did you ever have to memorize a poem?
No.
Do you know any other songs? Because I love it when you sing songs.
I'm not going to sing them again.
Hey, you know what? My birthday's coming up. Will you sing happy birthday to me?
When's your birthday?
March 3rd.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, to Andy. Happy birthday to you. Is that better?
It is. You know, even though you were being channeled through Ken, even though he's your surrogate, it sounded... like you really meant it. It sounded like your heart was in it. Hey, Cleo, what...
Maybe it was.
Cleo, what's your favorite TV shows?
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, you like the old mystery shows.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever hear of a show called Monk?
Nope.
Oh, it's hard for me to be objective, but I think it's the best show in the history of television, in the history of the medium.
I've never heard of it.
Well, you might want to check that one out. No, That's all right. Let's see if there are any calls. Get some calls coming in. 201-209-9368. We're talking to kids.
Watching
about
Murder, She Wrote makes me seem a lot older.
It does. It's a very mature show. You don't hear a lot of kids like that show. Do you like to read mysteries?
Yeah. I like Nancy Drew.
Oh, great. Then you probably love the show Monk.
I've never heard of it.
So listen, just to sum up, if you're joining us late, we're talking to Cleo. Her favorite show is Monk.
No, it's not.
She wants to marry
I've never heard of it.
She wants to marry Leo when she grows up.
No.
And she's crazy about school uniforms.
No.
I'm glad that's settled.
No.
Hey.
I don't like any of those.
Hey, Cleo, guess what? Today is opposite day. So when you say no, it really means yes.
Okay, then yes.
No, I tricked you about opposite day. I tricked
okay,
you.
Okay, fine, then
yes.
No.
Oh, it's too late. You can't take that yes back. You know what? I'm not going to tell you. It might be opposite
if
day.
If you say it's opposite day,
yes,
it means it's not opposite day.
Oh, damn you, Cleo. You outsmarted me. Oh, I'll get you someday. You're pretty smart. Did you ever play that trick on your friends and your parents that it's opposite day?
Sometimes, not a lot.
I never have. But, of course, by that I mean I really have.
Because it's opposite day.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not opposite day.
Exactly. It's not opposite day, which means it always is opposite day.
Okay.
Only you understand what I'm saying, right?
Not really.
Well, that means yes, you do.
Okay, fine. Then I understand what you're saying.
I wish we had the last 4 minutes back. Don't you, Cleo?
So we could figure out what all this means.
Yeah, exactly. Now you know how I feel every week when I'm driving home after the show. Oh, I wish I had that back. I wish I could figure out what all this means.
I don't get opposite day, because if you say it's opposite day, that means it's not opposite day. But then it would be opposite day, and if you said it's not, then it probably is.
Wait, I'm sorry. I kind of spaced out there. Could you repeat that exactly again?
I don't remember what I said.
I think in Bizarro World, you know what Bizarro World is? It's a weird parallel universe. Then opposite day is probably where you tell only the truth.
Okay.
This is pretty heavy stuff. This is very exciting, isn't it, to get into this kind of stuff?
Okay. Is it supposed to be exciting?
I don't know. Hey, Cleo, this is where we kind of just start to lose the will to live, isn't it? We just kind of give up. This is where it just becomes kind of tiring and repetitive, isn't it? Hey, let's say hello. There's another call. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who is
hello?
This?
Hello.
Hi, this is Grace.
Wait, who?
Grace.
Okay.
I'm calling about the uniforms.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I hate them.
So do I, but Andy thinks I love them.
You love them. I hate them.
Andy thinks I do. I don't.
What? He thinks you do? They're terrible.
Now, Grace, why do you think that's a bad idea?
To have uniforms?
Yes.
Well, everyone looks the same.
So why do you think Cleo loves the idea so much?
But I don't.
Oh, why do I think you...
Cleo's crazy about it. She wants,
Andy's lying.
She wants everyone in New Jersey to wear the same thing every
but
day.
But I don't.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I think that everyone should be able to look different and want to wear...
I agree.
You know what Cleo said she wants? She wants everyone to wear the same thing except for her.
I never said that
she's
either.
She's the only one that could wear something fun and bright.
No.
Because then you stand out.
Yeah, she just wants to be special.
I never said that.
I'm pretty sure that's what you meant.
I never said I liked uniforms.
Cleo, I can read minds. Did I tell you that? I can read your mind.
No.
I can tell what you're thinking right now.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking how weird it is to have a grown man repeating everything you say.
No, I'm thinking about Murder, She Wrote.
You're thinking about how Murder, She Wrote pales when compared to Monk.
No. I don't know what Monk is.
Well, I've never heard of Murder, She Wrote, so there. I'm thinking about Murder, She Wrote. I never would have guessed that. Well, thanks for calling, Grace.
So you're not a mind reader.
I'm not a good mind reader. I'm a very poor mind reader.
Okay, then what am I thinking about now?
Right now, you're thinking about how happy you are that the theme song is playing and that the show, the ordeal, is almost over.
Hmm. No, I'm thinking about how many records there are over here.
Oh, you're in the record library. I know they have a lot of records. Hey, you know what would be fun, Cleo? Before Ken comes back there, why don't you mix up some of the records? Just take them out of the shelf and just put them somewhere in another shelf. Ken loves
them.
It's a fun game we play.
No.
Ken will laugh and laugh when he sees what you've done.
I think he'll scream.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Hey, Cleo, you've been a wonderful guest. Before we say goodnight, do you want to say anything to your friends? Do you want to mention any other friends?
Well, I don't want to marry anybody. Okay. I don't want uniforms. Yeah.
Well, I can see you've changed your mind about a few things.
I haven't changed them. I thought this way the whole time.
All right. Well, Cleo, you've been a great co-host. I've had so much fun with you. Have you had fun with us?
Yeah.
Do you want to do this again?
Yeah.
You sound unsure, but we'd love to have you. And now I'm going to do the station ID, which I've never done without Ken. Wish me luck. You've been... I have to read this. Hold on. I know Ken is a little nervous right now. I better read. Okay, this is WFMU East Orange. Oh, and we're also on in Mount Hope, WFMU Mount Hope. Oh, and we're also on, get this, in Rockland County. Did you know that, Cleo? 91.9 FM in Rockland County.
I knew that.
And we're also on the World Wide Web, WFMU.org.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're on the web now. That's very exciting for us.
Okay.
And hey, Cleo.
Does that mean people in...
Yeah, in Rockland County.
Antarctica could hear me?
They probably could if they wanted to, but they don't want to. They have good radio up there. Hey, Cleo, before you go, you're in the record library. As a gift to you, as our way of saying thank you, you can take any 10 records you want home with you.
Huh?
Take any records you want. You can take up to 10 records.
Whoa.
I know. It's all yours. That's our way of saying thank you.
Are you telling the truth?
You'd be doing the world a favor. The less music from this station has to choose from, the happier people will be.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Cleo, and thanks to your mom and your family. What's your brother's name again? I forget.
Floyd.
Thanks, Floyd, for coming in. And we want to thank Veronica. We want to thank Nick the Barn. Scott helped out this week. And Ken, we want to thank you too, don't we, Cleo?
Yeah.
Ken was a very good puppet, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to bring Ken to school tomorrow and he can repeat everything you say in class?
No.
Ken's a very good spy. He'd be coming. He'd be great during recess when you're spying.
I think he's too tall.
Well, he can reach stuff from the high shelf and he can beat up all your enemies.
That's not what we do.
And he can enforce your uniform rule that you're going to impose.
I don't want a uniform rule.
Cleo, you're the greatest. And now you say I'm the greatest. You say, Andy, you're
I'm
the greatest.
The greatest?
No, you say, Andy, you're the greatest.
Andy, you're the greatest.
Thanks, Cleo. See you next week, guys.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Blake Dudley.
And I'm Clarice Dubois.
And we are your nasty women. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Now tonight, we are giving you a themed show. That means we're desperate for your attention. And we thought we would think of a theme to try and connect all of our songs.
And try and think of so many songs having to do with this theme, which is...
Nasty mothers, moms, moms and momhood and motherhood and mothers.
I love
is
that.
The theme.
That's why the theme to Rosemary's Baby is currently playing.
Now, because neither of our mothers invest in our future, we're begging you for tips. This has some more, this is the Rosemary's Baby theme song, but it's giving me a little Midnight Cowboy.
It also feels a little like Breakfast at Tiffany's. Like that scene where they're in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're like Fred and the other, yeah, whatever.
Fred? Well, all right, girl.
Fred Baby. Right?
Just leave.
Yeah. Right. Jesse knows
it. One of us got a film degree.
Thank
you. It's not her.
Yeah.
Clearly, $250,000 film degree. Oh, look at me now. That's right. NYU film degree. Here I am. We're gonna keep going.
Yeah, who has the first number?
It's, I do.
Oh my god.
It's freezing outside.
In the book, and then Novella, she like.
And it's also
lesbian.
Freezing in my heart.
Exactly.
Aww.
That's why I love you.
Great.
I've never said that before. Probably because it's not true. Alright. Hit it!
Here, I'll take your microphone.
Egyptian style, shimmy, 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 shy, I miss it.
Good evening. Hello. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
Is your mic a little low?
It sounds so low. Hello. Oh.
Are you turning to the wrong side?
Hello. Hello.
It's like over here. Go for, there you go.
Hello, governor.
You guys, there's a lot of like wires and stuff in here. Everything just gets twisted all around. You would not believe the number of buttons. It's a really complex operation. I know we make it sound really smooth and easy every week.
It's too polished.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But anyway, you are listening to In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla. And this week, we bring you the second edition of our drag extravaganza.
We get dragged into a two-part episode. Yeah. How did that happen?
There was just too much.
Well, we did kind of a history, right? We did a history.
Yeah.
And then there was too much for us to be able to put in like the current world of drag.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's going on with the kids?
Yeah. Yeah. What are the kids up to these days?
Well, we found out, didn't we?
We found out. We did. So the first kid that we're going to talk to, I guess last week we talked with Linda Simpson, who is really a drag historian. I mean, she has an actual drag lecture series on like the history of the New York drag scene, dating back to the 80s and 90s with the Pyramid Club. And if you missed that episode of our show, you can check it out at wfmu.org/playlists/IL for our archive.
Just go to the homepage.
Yeah, and you can also there hear our interview with Julian Fleischer, who literally wrote the field guide on the New York drag scene. He wrote a book that is the field guide. It's very cool.
Hmm.
So,
yeah. And we're in the middle of updating the playlist, but once it goes live, then go ahead and just join our online community and follow along with the show online.
And because you're really gonna want to check out some of these pictures and see some of the fantastic queens that we talked to, because they are truly a vision. So the first queen that we're going to talk to is a very young drag queen on the New York scene. That goes by the name of Blake Deadly. I visited Blake in his apartment to do a quick interview before we went to see them perform. So without further ado, we give you Blake.
My name is Blake Deadly. I'm 23 years old, and I am very new to the New York drag scene. I just started drag in the past year. So I say I started drag in February, because that's when I decided to start doing it seriously and decided to start performing every week and actually do it. But there was also a year and a half before that of me kind of casually dressing up and going out. I guess there was a conscious, like, first time I ever, it wasn't even drag, but like I was studying abroad in London. This was like almost 3 years ago now, I guess. And it was just for this gay party in London. But I remember buying my first pair of heels and actually just, it was definitely like a conscious first time I was kind of dressing up in a gender bending way. And it wasn't drag at all. And then shortly after that, I had my friends put me in drag makeup for the first time. But I just had found myself spending